From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have you with us. We'll open the program today with Phil Woods on alto sax. Now, those who are familiar with most of Phil Woods' works probably would not expect to hear him on a program focusing on free improvisation and jazz fusion. However, in 1974, he did release a more fusion-oriented LP on the Testament label. The LP is entitled New Music by the New Phil Woods Quartet. Phil Woods on sax, Pete Robinson on keyboards, Henry Franklin on bass, and Brian Moffitt on drums. It's a combination of original compositions and a couple of jazz standards, including Wayne Shorter's Nefertiti and Jerome Kern's Yesterdays. We'll hear one of the original pieces. This is Cumulus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lengthy fusion tracks fronted by sax players. We began with Phil Woods from New Music by the New Phil Woods Quartet, a 1974 LP. We heard Cumulus. And lastly, the German fusion band Passport, fronted by Klaus Doldinger on sax and electronics, Christian Schulz, additional electronics, Wolfgang Schmid, bass and guitar, and Kurt Kress, drums and percussion. We heard the title track from their second album for Atlantic Records from 1975, Cross Collateral. We'll turn now to some free improvisation, and we'll listen to a quintet fronted by bass player John Lindberg. This was recorded in concert at Camming Hall in New York City on February 27, 1981. The album, released on CD on the Black Saint label, is entitled Dimension 5, and the liner notes of the CD describe each piece in great detail, so there's a method to these improvisations. We're going to listen to the opening track, which is called 11 Thrice. The piece opens with solo statements from all five members of the quintet. This is followed by four lines in 11/4 time, played in unison with a two-beat phrase. The process of solo statements followed by 11/4 lines is repeated three times, and each time the 11/4 lines are played, they are played three times consecutively, thus the title 11 Thrice. After the third set of solo statements and lines, there is then a collective improvisation featuring all five members of the quintet. This transitions to a flute-violin-percussion improvisational section, followed by a bass-trumpet-duet improvisation, which is opened and closed with the same two-beat phrase that you heard near the beginning of the piece. After the trumpet bass section closes, there is then a final series of solo statements of individual group members. And the group members are John Lindberg on bass, Hugh Reagan, trumpet, Marty Ehrlich, reeds, Billy Bang, violin, and Thurman Barker on drums. The John Lindberg Quintet and 11 Thrice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded in performance in New York in February 1981, the John Lindberg Quintet. John Lindberg, Hugh Reagan, Marty Ehrlich, Billy Bang, and Thurman Barker, respectively. The opening track of the album Dimension 5, that was 11 Thrice. You are listening to Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by sending email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the program and also what station you are listening to. If you want more information about Jazz Progressions, or if you'd like to listen to this program anytime on demand, then you should visit our website, which is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. It's actually a combination blog and website, if you will. Again, the address qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final piece this hour, we will listen to an alto sax and bass duet. The alto saxophonist, Anthony Ortega, the bassist, Chuck DeManico. This was recorded on October 15th, 1966, originally for the Revelation label. In the early 90s, the Hat Hut label issued two Anthony Ortega Revelation LPs on one CD called New Dance. The entire 1966 duet sessions, as well as a 1967 trio session with Anthony Ortega on sax, Bobby West on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. From the duet session, we'll listen to Conversation Piece. Thank you. Recorded in October of 1966, Anthony Ortega on alto sax, Chuck DeMonaco on bass. Conversation Piece. An appropriate title, I think, because that was a sort of conversation between the two instruments. That's available on the album New Dance, combining two mid-60s LPs onto one compact disc. That's on the Hat Hut label. And that will conclude this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again very soon. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.